Discover nature this week as you take in Missouri's colorful fall landscape. According to the Missouri Department of Conservation, the peak of the fall colors is in the middle of October, and because our state's trees, shrubs, and vines turn at different times, we enjoy a fall color season that may last 4 to 6 weeks. As you observe the leafy display, think about what's responsible for painting our state's trees in the new yellow, red, and purple shades. Though the weather holds some responsibility, a chemical change is occurring within each leaf as the trees take in varying amounts of sun. Chlorophyll and carotenoid pigments are the ultimate responsible parties. Chlorophyll gives leaves their green color and absorbs energy from the sun to turn water and carbon dioxide into sugars and starches for the tree. Even though green is what you see during the growing season, there also are hidden colors in the leaves called carotenoids. These give yellow and orange colors to carrots, corn, and daffodils. In the fall, shorter days and cooler nights mean less energy for food making. The chlorophyll starts to break down, the green disappears, and the yellow carotenoids can finally be seen. The red and purple colors, though, aren't hiding in the leaves. They're newly created in the fall when sugars are made during warm days, then trapped in the leaves on cool nights. The more sunshine during the day, the more red color is created. That's why shaded leaves will be less red than those that get lots of sun. If the weather is cloudy and the nights stay warm, there won't be as much vivid red in maple, sweetgum, oak, and dogwood trees. In mid-October, maples, ashes, oaks, and hickories are at the height of their fall display. You can go online to MissouriConservation.org to find conservation areas near you that have trails and viewing areas where you can really enjoy this change of season. This is Candace Davis, hoping you take advantage of Missouri's outdoor opportunities and discover nature this week.